Welcome to the fifth podcast of Your Israeli Home. It is February 16th, 2020, and this is Zalman Velvel, your Uncle Zali. In the previous podcast, number four, I spoke about Rabbi Itchy and my maiden voyage with him to Israel in 1996. Now I'm going to introduce you to Haver Sheli Yisraeli, my best friend in Israel, whom we met on my first trip. Rabbi Itchy and I were walking in the Old City in Jerusalem, looking for his younger sister, Devorah Leah, otherwise known as Lakey, because Chabadniks like using funny nicknames. Lakey was on a tour with a group of Chabad girls. We found her at the Kotel, the Wailing Wall, with about 25 of her friends. They were being guided by a middle-aged man with dark curly hair and a mustache. He introduced himself as Yossi Maimon, their Madrik, tour guide. I noticed he had a pistol on his belt and asked why. He said it was not a story he could tell standing on one leg and suggested we sit down at the coffee shop facing the Kotel and discuss it while the girls ate their box lunches. We ordered Café Afuch, which means upside-down coffee, which is now known as a latte at Starbucks. It turned out Yossi lived in the Jewish settlements in the West Bank. It was a dangerous area, and many of the settlers carried pistols or even Uzis. The Jewish settlements were surrounded by unfriendly Arabs who liked to throw Molotov cocktails at the settlers' cars and take pot shots at them with AK-47s when they drove the roads. I was intrigued when Yossi explained he started his own settlement 12 years previous in 1984 called Male Levona. I never met anyone anywhere who started their own town from scratch, let alone in Israel. I asked Yossi if he would take Rabbi Itchy and I to Male Levona, and he agreed to do it the following day. Well, the next morning we met Yossi in Jerusalem, and he drove us over narrow, winding roads through Arab villages. We saw the villagers riding on donkeys alongside the road, but we were more concerned about the ones we could not see, waiting up in the hills like snipers in an ambush. Male Levona was on top of a very high hill about 50 kilometers from Jerusalem. It had beautiful views of the valley below and a gate with an armed guard we had to be allowed past. Yossi invited us into his two-story home, which he built with his own hands. We met his wife Aviva, and she prepared a brunch with hummus, pita bread, schnitzel, and other Israeli delicacies. While we were eating, I asked Yossi how he came to live there, and he told me the following story. During the 1967 war, Israelis' Arab neighbors, Syria, Egypt, Lebanon, and Jordan, were poised to attack. Israel's Air Force attacked them first, destroying their planes and tanks on the ground. Then, with uncontested air and ground superiority, Israel beat them in 6 days. Hence, it was called the Six-Day War. Israel reclaimed the biblical lands on the west bank of the Jordan River, the Golan Heights in the north, the Sinai Peninsula in the south, and all of Jerusalem in the center. The Israeli government wanted to keep Jerusalem, but did not know what to do with the west bank, the Sinai, and the Golan Heights. In 1973, 6 years later, the next war started. Israel was sneak attacked this time by Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt, on our holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. It took 3 weeks of fierce combat and heavy losses, but we won what was now known as the Yom Kippur War. Yossi fought in that war as a gunner in a tank in the Sinai. 6 years later, in 1979, the government of Israel gave away the Sinai Peninsula in exchange for a peace treaty with Egypt. This alarmed Israel's citizens living near the Jordan Valley. They now worry that the Israeli government was going to give back all of the West Bank to Jordan, so many of Israelis began camping out in the West Bank. The Israeli army came, arrested them, and dragged them off the land. They got the nickname settlers, and their campsites were known as settlements. As soon as the settlers were freed from jail, they returned and camped out again. No matter how many times they were dragged off the land and arrested, the settlers kept coming back, and the army grew tired of dragging the settlers away. The settlements grew, more settlers came, and in an effort to establish facts on the ground, which would prevent the government from giving it all away. Yossi came to the West Bank during this time and set up a stable in Shiloh, where he took tourists on horseback rides. One day he rode by the hill of Male Levona, only a few kilometers from Shiloh, where there was a small army outpost. He immediately fell in love with the place, and ironically, the army announced they were pulling out of Male Levona. Yossi sprang into action and asked to take over the small post. The army said if Yossi got four families right away to move into and live in the buildings the army left behind, they could occupy Male Levona and make it a settlement. However, after the first four families, he needed a total of 30 families who would occupy it within 6 months. The conditions were rough for the first four families. There was no electric service, only a generator which broke down often. They had one pipe for water and another for sewage. There was no heat or air conditioning. Whatever the weather was like outside, that's how it was inside the abandoned army buildings. And there was no grass, so they planted small trees. Over the next 6 months, Yossi traveled north, south, east, and west to Tel Aviv, Haifa, Beersheba, and Jerusalem, knocking on doors to get those 30 families. He made a promise to God that if Male Levona came to fruition, he would never leave. And he never left. Today, Male Levona has 200 families living there, a girls' school with 150 girls, a school for 30 men leaving the army who learn about computers, a grocery store, a management office, and two synagogues. They are now even constructing 100 new homes. Yossi laughed when he remembered his family awoke one day after a year of living there to hear strange sounds outside. When they ran to see what it was, it turned out it was birds. The trees they had planted had grown large enough to finally attract birds. Now, Rabbi Itchy and I returned to the States soon after visiting Male Levona. The following year, 1997, I returned to Israel to learn Hebrew in Ulpan Akiva, which is located in Netanya. Yossi objected and told me not to waste my money. I could come and live with his family. His wife, Aviva, was a school teacher, and she would teach me Hebrew. I lived with Yossi, Aviva, and his six children, which he humorously referred to as the Flintstonim. Yossi was called away to guide tour groups to the Dead Sea and Eilat, so Aviva convinced me to drive her and her two youngest daughters all around Israel to visit her family, where I would learn Hebrew from real Israelis. One of Aviva's sisters lived on a kibbutz in the south, near Gaza, where Arabs tried to sneak in the night before and murder people. Another sister lived in Jerusalem in a condo, but worked in the Jordan Valley, where she rented a farm and used Arab laborers to grow produce. Another sister lived in Zikron Yaakov in the north, in a beautiful home overlooking the Mediterranean. Her brother's family lived near the Lebanon border, which had bombs lobbed at them by Hezbollah terrorists. Through all of this, I saw how Israeli families lived, how warm they were, and how much fun they were to visit, even when they were fighting terror. When I left to return to the States, the people at Male Levona commented that my Hebrew had not improved as much as anticipated, but Aviva's English had improved dramatically. After meeting the neighbors and seeing the life in Yossi's settlement, I asked to become a part of it and buy a home there. I liked being among hardy Jewish pioneers who stood for something, holding on to the biblical land that God promised us in the Bible. In order to join Male Levona, I had to become an Israeli citizen, so that became my next adventure, which I will talk about in my next podcast. Many times over the 24 years I have known and loved Yossi, I pleaded with him to visit me in the United States, but he would not leave Israel. He said that every day he woke up in his home, a home he built with his own hands, with a magnificent view of Judea Samaria, he felt like he won the lottery. Could America give him anything more? By the way, Haver Shali Yisraeli, my best Israeli friend, became Achi Yisraeli, my Israeli brother. Every day I say a prayer and thank God for sending Yossi Maimon, my Israeli brother, and his family of Flintstonim my way. To those of you that are listening, know that there are 6.5 million Jews in Israel who are your Achim ve'Achot Yisraelim, your Israeli brothers and sisters. They fought wars for us, buried their sons and daughters, and held on to our promised land for the other 8 million Jews around the world, so we and our families will always have a safe place to live. This is Uncle Zolly. If you want to receive new podcasts as they become available, please opt in at our website, yourisraelihome.com. Leitroth and Shalom Shalom.